basically, I don't think the relationship is going to go the distance.
But you're still seeing him tonight?
Yes. It's stupid. At the beginning of every date, I'm determined to say to him, this is going nowhere, we should stop seeing each other. And every time, well, you know how it is. No, you probably don't know how it is, but let me tell you, that's how it is. I often think it'd be better if we had two bodies. One just for sex, and the other for all the other things that make up a relationship.
Well, you're not the first person to have that idea, Tina. Philosophers and theologians have spent centuries trying to reconcile the two sides of human nature, the sensual and the spiritual.
And I suppose you represent the best solution to the problem that they've come up with.
What do you mean?
A Catholic priest. Concentrate on the spiritual, eliminate the sensual completely. I quite envy you at times. Damn it, I mean, I'd better head off. Mind you, this'll be the last time.
Are you sure?
I hope so. He's trying to get me to go away with him to a hotel over the Easter.
Ah.
I don't want to, but I can't really think of an excuse. If I had a dinner or one single thing booked, I could... I say, you're not doing anything over the Easter, are you?
No, I'm going on a retreat.
Oh, very virtuous. Oh, well, you've got my mobile number. Give me a call if you get bored. Well,
the aim of a retreat is to cut oneself off from contact with the real world.
Yes, but if you need a retreat from the retreat, call me.
Oh. I can assure you, Lady Snape, your daughter's wedding will be blessed in every sense of the word. Of course, Lady Snape. No, no, the pleasure is all mine. Goodbye. I'm so sorry, Dr. Baldy. Not pretty, these mobile phones, but so useful.
Oh, don't worry about it.